Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So as we were saying, a couple of months ago when that whole story broke about Aaron Andrews, the CNN reporter, I mean, it was freaking women out.
Yeah, and that, and before that, there's been plenty of stories about women in bathroom settings and dressing room settings. And so women are always a little cautious about someone kind of having a hidden camera somewhere. Like, you know, at stadiums, there's stories of guys with, you know, cameras on their shoes and all that crap. So, but the Aaron Andrews story, I think, really brought attention to the fact of the creepers who use cameras in any random place. And in her case, it was in the peephole of her hotel room.
So at one point we asked you guys, you know, if this has happened, if you've been a victim to something like this before, then call us and tell us where you need to look for stuff like this.
Right.
And the one I remember standing out for me was like in the fan of the tanning bed. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like a little camera in the fan of the tanning bed.
Yes.
So when you're lying down, there could be a camera in there. Somebody else called and said, if you're in a dressing room, run your fingers behind the mirror in the dressing room. And if there's an actual space there, then there could be a camera behind there. Where else were they?
But the one that I remember is the cop that we had a police officer on the phone one time talking about tiles in the ceiling. So, and that was in dressing rooms and bathrooms and everywhere, and said, you know, a lot of times if you see a tile moved for whatever reason, you know, there may be something hidden in there. Now, of course, this is probably completely over cautious, but it brought it to mind because I went to the restroom during whatever song we had played a few minutes ago and hobbled on down there, went to the restroom, and was coming out of the restroom and happened to look up, and I saw one of the tiles in the women's restroom is just a little off. So it means, so it's like, it's one of those, you know, regular office tiles where if you push it up and kind of pull it to the side a little bit, there's, you know, it sits up on top of it and there's a gap where you can see into the
ceiling, drop ceiling.
Yeah.
Freak you out a little bit.
Yeah. So that's what was going on in the bathroom. And I saw it and I thought, well, that's interesting. And then I didn't think, you know, and then I looked back up and I said, you know what? No way. There's no way that somebody's put anything up there. But the tiles, the one tile's moved for whatever reason. It was not put back.
So Carl is outside the woman's bathroom right now, making sure nobody's coming or going.
Well, and here's the thing is Melissa just told us about that, but I had no choice but to go down and use the restroom in between. And I was looking around, and I didn't see what she saw. So I wonder if after...
You heading down there, Anna? Okay.
After she went the first time, if somebody went in and moved it back.
Maybe after we talked about it or something?
Yeah.
That's enough to freak you out right there.
Yeah, that would freak anybody out. And I went in there earlier, so now I'm thinking about that.
I know. Yeah. Oh, man.
Because it wouldn't take much. I mean, they say those cameras now are the size of your fingernail. You know,
true.
So you could put one up there. So Melissa's walking down to the bathroom right now. She's got cell phone, and she's going to poke the tile back with her cane, because she's been rocking a cane the last couple of weeks because of her knee. See if we can find anything. Yeah, her crutch. And see if there's anything up there. Chances are pretty good there's nothing.
That's her on the hotline. Joanna was going to go down and just stand guard at the bathroom while Carl poked around, but... because Jen said there was no tile moved, Melissa's now freaked out that she wants to make sure it's the exact tile because she thinks it might be moved back. So Carl's on it.
I didn't see what she was talking about.
Are you in there, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom, and I brought Carl in. We double-checked. And it's just, it's this one right there. Yeah, so it's still moved just slightly, and it's probably nothing. because it's worth checking out for the other ladies. Yes.
Which so one is actually, it? Which number is it over?
It is number three.
Over
is that your stall, Jen?
That's usually the one that I go to. I don't know why I'm routine like that.
I think most people go to the far stall because it's furthest away from
the door. It's over stall number three, and
we
it's and it was just a little off, and so Carl has now pushed it up, and he's going to run his fingers around the edges, just anything, just any camera. Carl's like, what am I looking for? Like, he's freaked out at that
camera,
boys' restroom.
A midget.
Yeah, and there's nothing, and he doesn't seem to find anything up there.
One of the rocking chairs.
Did anybody ever say anything about the shower, or not shower, but the sprinkler heads?
The sprinkler heads?
Like
oh, you mean like a camera would be in a sprinkler head or something like that?
Well, there's a sprinkler head in that tile. So anyway, so Carl has put it back.
There's no wires or anything.
And there wasn't anything in there, but I, you know, it was worth checking out. And Carl said it stinks in here. Well, I told you women's restrooms are worse than men's. Anyway, so yeah, so we checked it out. And there's nothing up there, but it was askew, so we had to find out.
That's enough to freak you out.
Totally freak you out.
Like, what would be the reason of it being moved? Like, who?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing is if you...
Unless they were working on that sprinkler head for some reason.
Right, so
but yeah, the tile was moved differently than it had been in the past, so...
Okay, thanks, Melissa. All right, so nothing there, but something that you might want to look out for.
And here's the key. If you're going to hide something in the women's restroom here, move another tile, because we'll only check one. So you put your camera on the other side, you put it just right, you put the tile back perfectly, nobody will notice it as long as you put another skewed tile on the other side of the room.
Dude, while we're on the subject of women's bathrooms, I've been looking for a way to bring this up for the last couple of days. This happened couple of weeks ago.
Is this you getting called out the other day?
No, it's not me getting called out, but I don't think most guys know this, and to women, you're probably going to go, you guys didn't know that? I heard two women in a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. Talking about being in a women's restroom together and having there's some kind of box between stalls for y'all to throw your feminine products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that's where you throw those things?
Yeah.
And it's attached to the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Isn't it like I'm assuming it's like, like a Sharps container at a hospital, right?
Well, it's like a little container.
It's
you
like
flip
a little
the
trash
lid
can.
And there's a little, it's a little trash can.
That's installed
in between the stall. There's some that there's a trash can in on the floor, like a regular trash can. But in our bathrooms
most
here.
Most of them, it's on the wall.
It's a steel box.
I was listening to them, and I didn't want to interrupt their conversation, but I'm like, what are they talking about?
Because
I had
idea. Because you really shouldn't flush them, but a lot of women do, so that's to keep you from flushing them.
So it's a shared box on the wall that
it's
can
not
be.
Shared. There's one in each stall.
Can.
Oh, so it's like basically a garbage can?
It's just a garbage can in each
stall.
Which
I think it was that then if there's somebody needed one, they could go in there and find one that hasn't been used much?
But from the way I interpreted it, there was a shared one between walls.
No. Well, maybe some of those steel, have you ever, you don't think that there may be just one big steel thing?
I had no idea.
Well, I tell you, and I will say on that, for restaurants and businesses that have women's restrooms that don't have them in the stalls at all, that's a disservice to women.
So some of them have them. Some of them do not.
There are some that don't have anything at all, and I think that's poor planning. Mm-hmm. That's male managers not planning the restroom for the women,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, Kat, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
No, I just heard you guys talking about the cameras in the women's restrooms and everything. I was in Michael's by Mall of Georgia probably 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and I was at the front checking out. And we heard this woman from the back of the store screaming to call the police.
Really?
I mean, the top of her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you automatically think that somebody's, like, trying to accost her or something like that. Well, she comes up to the front of the store, and she has got this guy by the back of his shirt.
Wow.
And she's hauling him bodily up to the front.
Right.
And she's still yelling for us to call the cops. We're trying to figure out what's going on. There's, like, 8-9 people up front. And she says, this guy was trying to look up my skirt with this mirror that he had grabbed off the rack. He had thrown it on the floor.
They put
it on the floor and was scooting it with his foot, trying to look up her skirt. And I remember hearing about that when I was a kid, but never since then. And, I mean, he ran out of the store. Store manager went after him. As far as I know, he got away. But it was just something, like, I told all my friends about it and everything, so they could watch out for, like, their children and stuff.
Yeah,
so
you're like, that kind of thing can never happen to me. It's probably what you're thinking, right?
So
you don't even think to look at the floor.
He took one of the mirrors that were for sale in the store and was
using
it?
Yeah, like a little square, like, 10 by 10 mirror.
Creeper.
Wow.
Freaky, man. Good morning, Georgia. You're on Q100.
Hi. Bert, you're not crazy.
How's that? Well, in what way?
Our workplace has the wall that divides the stalls is actually got a receptacle that it fits between, I mean, into the wall. And on either side, there's a push little door thing. And the receptacle, though, you can tell that it goes all the way to the other side.
So it's one big trash
can
for two stalls.
So it's one big one that both stalls use.
Yeah, one big one you push on either side. So it's a shared one.
I had
like
no idea.
Like what you were talking about.
Yeah.
No
I've
idea.
Never seen one of those.
I'm fascinated that you're fascinated
I'm
by that.
I'm fascinated.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
The my house right now is the construction zone that, like, you see in movies and stuff where they have the plastic up and, like, rooms are blocked off and everything because we're getting a bunch of painting done. We're getting a bunch of stuff done, but we're getting painting and drywall stuff done, and they're doing the ceilings right now. They're going to paint the ceiling, so everything from the edge of the ceiling down is just covered in plastic. And the whole house is like operation, whatever, rehab, right? So they're going to paint the ceilings today, and then they're going to have to take all that stuff down, and we're going to put the house back together, and it's going to have to be normal for the rest of the week. And then next week, they're going to do it all over again. When the logic would be just to leave it all up, right, and just get it all done right now, not allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that?
No, because Jessica won't allow me to pick out paint colors in our house.
Why doesn't she trust you?
Because I'll pick the wrong ones.
Do you have a history of picking the wrong ones in the past?
No. She does.
Uh-oh.
But
she thinks you do and you think she does.
Well, I don't really pick any. Like, I don't pick any. I don't think I've ever really picked and said I definitely want this one. I picked my office, which I think looked really good. It's what I know looks really good because people compliment me on it. But the rest of the house.
The office in your house.
Yeah.
Not the color
of
this
house.
One.
Okay. Tracy did that.
Because based on that, I'd say Jessica's right.
But Jessica picks out the paint, and what happens, she has a very difficult time with change and commitment and new.
And decision-making about this? Because I think that paint color is probably the most difficult thing to make a decision about.
Yes. And I mean, we have, I think one of the biggest public fights that we ever got in was in the Home Depot paint aisle. And I'm pretty sure I threw a handful of those little paint squares at her at some point in there and walked out. And, you know, and I think the guy over there, you know, mixing the paint, you know, running the big jiggler box thing, you know, mixing it. I don't even think he was alarmed. Any other time you see a man throw a handful of something at a woman, like you're probably calling 911. He's like, oh, there's
not his first rodeo.
There's another one. But it was because she's just so fickle and whatever. So part of me is tempted to just do it because I know she'll like it once it's done.
Oh, boy.
See, that's why Katie and I did the whole each room is a different person's responsibility, and that alleviates any fight. So we divided our house up into in half, and we did room by room, and I can't say anything about the room she's in charge of and
like
vice versa. Yeah. I mean, but...
Yeah, like, yeah, I guess I do.
No, I do, but yeah. I mean...
It's not what you would pick, but...
It doesn't matter because it's, I mean, that's what we decided upon, and we have not had an argument over doing our house.
Here's the risk you're running. If you go ahead and you pick the paint without running it by her, mm-hmm. when she walks into the house just on principle alone, she's not going to like the color.
You don't know that.
But that's not a risk I'd take.
That's
a lot of money.
That's your expectation. She could come back in and be like, oh my God, Jeff, thank you so much. This is perfect. And she could... really be really thankful that you eliminated that decision making for her.
But you know your wife better than anybody. So which one of those scenarios is the more likely?
Here's what I feel where I think I'm running into a problem. I think I could get the house done in a way that she would really like and that she would be happy with it once it was done. But it's really going to be expensive and miserable if, like, that little, you know, the 3%.
If you're wrong.
If my scale's like one of those thermometers.
Right.
If the tiny little bit of white's still at the top.
Dude, the repercussions are so heavy here.
I would never make another decision ever again.
Then I wouldn't do it. No, bail mission.
So what are you exactly painting?
Everything. A few months ago, our roof leaked. We had some interior damage. We're having that repaired. Because that damage is, like, at the angle of where the ceilings meet the walls, they have to, in order to match the paint, the insurance company is actually paying to have the whole room repainted. Like, you don't just get the damaged area. Like, they're going to repaint the ceiling in the entire room, which gives us the option of changing the colors. So with that, there were a couple of other things we wanted to do, which is going to mean a couple other rooms are painted. So with the exception of the biggest room in our house, like the big, we call it the fancy living room, like the kind of the
right,
den
the
area. Yeah,
living room.
Formal living room. Like, with the exception of that room, which is really big, the whole rest of the house is getting painted. The area I'm concerned about is, like, the kitchen, dining room, casual living room. Like,
so you
TV
would make a decision rooms. For the entire house?
That's three rooms right there, man.
Well, that's where we live. Like, that's where we eat dinner at the table. We cook in the kitchen. We lie on the couch. We, you know.
So why don't you get a designer to come over and pick the colors?
We've had bad luck with designers.
Well, that doesn't mean you will again.
I know, but what if I do? Then not only is it my fault for doing that, then I've hired someone to come over and pick wrong colors.
And then he hasn't consulted her on
the designer is, too. What about me?
Hey, Charity, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jeff, my advice to you would be just do it. Hello. I'm going through the same thing at my house.
Yes.
And I don't like change. I feel like there's such a sense of finality with choosing paint colors. It's so stressful to me. And as much as I'm telling my husband, no, let me choose, in a way, I wish he would just do it.
It's a trap, dude.
Yeah,
it's a trap.
I know.
I think she's in on
me?
The trap.
Yeah,
don't do it. I think all women here are bonded by trying to trap men.
So again, so you're not choosing the colors for the entire house, or you're trying to choose the color?
The problem that
I'm... it's not one room's a big change, but you're talking, you're painting every wall in your house?
Just three.
But major
the three
rooms.
That
like
we're
the main
in
the, rooms you're in.
Yeah. I did the garage. Wow. I picked out the colors in the garage all by myself.
She don't care about that, though.
She let me.
She didn't care.
She let me.
Yeah, that was her. Right, that was her sacrificial life. She didn't care about that.
But it's just, it's like I said, it's just so, there's so much that goes into painting. The fact that we have to do it twice.
Don't do it. Good morning, Q100.
Is that a car?
This is a Volkswagen bug telling you not to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Jeff, I've been married for 12 years. Bert's right, don't do it. Just the fact that she said not to touch the paint until she got home. She's going to hate whatever you like.
Yeah, man.
Just off GP. Don't
too much to lose, not enough to gain here, man.
I actually thought of doing something like one of the closets or something, painting it like a really wild color, like really bright green, and go, hey, and I thought this would be, and using your technique.
Mm-hmm. So shocking her.
Right, and then the rest of the house would just be the nice, like the browns and the yellows that we had talked about-ish. But then they have her go, that closet, then she still has the power to change something because I never would have kept the closet that color anyways.
If the roles were reversed and you walk in from your vacation and she's got three major rooms done.
And you specifically told her not to touch it.
And you specifically said, no, we're going to do this together. Don't do anything until I get back. you're going to be close to it as soon as you walk in
that
door.
Not if they look good, though.
Even if they look good? See, I think even if they look good, you would fight her on it on principle alone.
Because I know the genre.
It might come in a couple of days. You may soften up that it looks good. But initially, you'd be like, I can't believe you did that.
And I know the family of color she wants. And then she's throwing stuff in there just to complicate it, to scare me away from doing it. Because she's like, I think because of the way the light comes in, the whatever room, we should do that room eggshell. And I was like, I don't like that color. And she said, eggshell's not a color. It's a texture of paint. What does that mean?
It means they can manipulate us in ways we never even saw coming.
I don't know.
What is eggshell? Is that the glossy
don't
one?
Don't do it. Too much to risk, man. Three major rooms. That
wow.
Should be.
Don't do it. And she specifically told you not to touch the paint till she got back.
But then, okay. But she did send me an email of a kitchen and said, do you like the way this one looks?
So you could just pick that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I did.
Would that have been what you picked?
What she said.
Yeah, it's close. I know.
It's close.
We're in the family. The problem is, Bert, what's the difference between Thundercloud Gray and Field Mouse Gray? You can't tell. She can.
But on a huge wall. But on a huge wall, yes, you can tell.
No, you can't. Yeah. They're the same color.
Because that little swatch is just the little swatch, but the entire room. Yeah.
That's Sherwin-Williams jacking with our minds.
Carolyn, I've got about 30 seconds. What's up?
My husband and I, we painted our entire house this weekend. And what we did, because we were in the same predicament, we couldn't agree on colors. So he went out and picked three. I picked my three. We commented on each other's. And then I got the final decision. And we're happy. We're both happy with our decision.
Did you pick one of your three?
No, actually, it's one of his three.
All right.
Okay.
And they were different shades. They were kind of all the same tone, but they were different shades. But it kept us from arguing because the first time we painted together, I think we were going to get divorced.
That's what we did.
One day we're going to have to take like calls from people at Home Depot because I bet the biggest fights come at that place, man.
The
they should have a therapist like somewhere in the northwest corner set up at Home Depot
aisle
just
12.
So you can see them on the way.
That's right.
Here, Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Four people that get paid to bull with each other all morning. And they do.
What are you talking about?
Q100.
Producer Joanna has a self-challenge to try to get an A-list celebrity that's shooting here in town on the show with us. So she was very, very close this weekend. She'll give you an update coming up in just a couple of seconds here. A reminder, Big Wicked tickets are on sale right now. Halloween is Saturday night, people.
That's
this
right.
It's here.
Your week to get your hands on those tickets right now because this party will definitely sell out. And plus, you don't want to wait outside the gates. Like, once you get there, if you already get your tickets online, you just walk up to the front door, hand them, boom, you're in, and you're having a good time. You're not waiting in that long line that forms outside of Compound. So go ahead online, figure out which friends are going with you. Get your tickets today.
Compound has changed its look, too. You guys are going to walk in there and going to go, this is Compound right here?
Really?
So we're going to do that on Saturday night. We've got 25 bartenders for you guys. We got three DJs all mixing in different rooms. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great night. This is the place you want to be. I mean, we're giving away $5,000 in a sexy costume contest. Think of the hotties that are going to be at this place.
It's going to be a great, great party.
And dudes, too. There are going to be a lot of guys in the contest as well. So get your tickets this week. They are available right now before this thing sells out. Q100Atlanta.com. Good morning, Tracy. You are on The Bert Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I had called in to see when the ghost hunters were going to be on, and I understand I missed them already.
You did. They were on at 6:45 this morning.
Ooh, that's early. Is that going to be what time they're on every morning?
No, we're going to move it around. They'll be on every day with us this week, and we'll move it around a little bit. I'm not exactly sure when tomorrow, but it won't be that early. It won't be 6:45.
Okay, good. I'm in the car so long every day. Surely I'll catch it.
The audio. Not that early. The audio that they brought in today is going to be up online later on this afternoon at Q100Atlanta.com, but they went to a police station in Holly Springs, and they found some good stuff.
Oh, good, good. All right, well, I'll catch it later, and then hopefully I'll catch it live the rest of the week.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so this is producer Joanna in her own, like, self-inflicted mission here. She's trying to build some credibility with the Burt Show, right?
I decided to take it upon myself, and I'm starting to figure out why. Trying to question myself now.
And it was really like to earn Burt Show, you know, like stripes, some cred here. And what was the challenge?
I said that I was going to get either Jamie Foxx, Josh Duhamel, or Katherine Heigl on the radio to do an interview.
Because all of them right now are shooting movies in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we started. And then Joanna was close the other day. One of you guys called in and had a great tip for her that Josh Duhamel was at CNN.
I got a text message from Jeff telling me that he was filming in some part of the downtown Atlanta. And
Joanna, you're going to have to tell him the details.
Well, I drove around. I didn't know where to go.
What do you mean you didn't know? Did you tell her exactly where he was?
Yes.
Which was where?
The CNN Center.
So you just walked right into CNN Center?
I didn't. I was afraid that he wasn't. They were going to let me in, and we were trying to figure out where to park, and I didn't have any cash on me because it's like $20 parking everywhere.
She didn't know the CNN Center was a public space.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, so no.
Yeah, I thought they were going to like stop me and tell me, what are you doing
so she
here?
She just drove around the outside of the CNN Center three times.
Okay. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
Listening back, I'm like, man, I sounded like an idiot.
All right, so it didn't work out last week, but you thought this weekend was going to be the weekend.
Yeah, I thought I had a good feeling about this weekend. Going into the weekend, I had no leads, but I just had this feeling. And on Saturday, I went out looking for him. I went to the St. Regis and hung out in the bar area, and he didn't show up. And so,
who is he? Are you like
Josh,
focusing
looking,
on one?
Yeah,
now?
I'm focusing on Josh because he's more out and about in the Atlanta area. I've heard more. I've heard more people citing, seeing him out.
So Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
So the rest of us, he has a last name, but you personal.
No,
friends.
We have more on first name basis. So,
JD.
So I thought that I would be able to spot him. I got a call from a listener after the show that he was at Whole Foods, so I drove to Whole Foods in Buckhead and walked around Whole Foods and didn't see him.
Awesome.
So, and then that Saturday night, I went out looking for him and didn't see him. So I was like, you know what? It's just not going to happen for me. I'm not going to find this guy. Well, Sunday, my boyfriend's in the Army, and one of his duties in the Army is that when a retired Army person passes away, he has to do the present the flag to the widow. Well, he got called to do that on Sunday, and we don't get to spend a lot of time together, so I told him I'd go with him, you know. Mm-hmm. So we drove an hour and a half southeast of Atlanta to Thomaston Town, whatever, Georgia, and we're doing this whole thing at the funeral. You know, he's presenting the flag. The funeral's over. I walk back to my car. I have a missed call from my friend Susan, and I call her back, and she says, I'm at Tin Lizzie's, and I'm sitting next to Josh Duhamel.
No way.
You're kidding me.
No way. Which one? The one in Buckhead or the one in...
The one in Buckhead.
Buckhead.
And I said, I'm an hour and a half away. You have to do this for me. You have to go up to him. And she's very outgoing, so I kind of had a lot of faith in her that she would go up to him and talk to him. I said, you have to. You have to talk to him. I can't let this go by. This is like the only chance, only opportunity I'm going to have. So we're driving back, and I'm like, all right, Jason, we're going to drive back. Drop me off at Tin Lizzie's. I mean, he may be there. He may not.
Did you attend the funeral? Were you dressed like you were?
Yes, I am dressed. I'm very conservative. You know, I have everything's covered up, and, you know, I have a dress on. I definitely don't look like I should be in a bar, you know. So
you have the black veil.
Yeah. So we.
Or maybe you do look like you need to be in a bar going, I need a drink.
So mind you, Jason drives very slow. So I'm yelling at him the whole time. I'm like, you need to go fast. faster. We need to make it back to Atlanta. I need to talk to this guy. I can't let this slip away. Whole time I'm text messaging my friend Susan, you better make this happen. You know, my job's on the line. I was like, this has got to happen today. So I'm, you know, I'm like, keep me updated. If he leaves, you have to grab
him,
tackle him, something, you know?
Slash his tires.
Yeah.
Throw yourself in front of his cab.
So I'm texting her like every 5 minutes. She's like, no, he's still here. He's still here. So I showed up at Tin Lizzie's.
All right. So,
and 90 minutes late, he was still there.
He was still there.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
So you had FaceTime with Josh Duhamel yesterday.
I walked in. I'm sitting. I could have spit at him. I was sitting so close to him.
Wait, you got to give this a play-by-play here. So when you walk in the door, is he sitting right there at the bar? And you, because he's a tall dude. Do you immediately see him?
No. I walk in. I call my friend because I'm like, I don't want to wander around the place looking for her. And I said, where are you sitting? She's like, I'm in the back. I walk in. I don't see him immediately. And I sit down and I look at my girlfriend and I said, where is he? She goes, right behind you. So I turn around and we're like nose to nose pretty much. And I'm like, oh, there he is. And I turn back around. So mind you, my back is to him. So I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to make eye
Who's
contact?
He there with? Is he got friends?
Yeah, he's got like a whole entourage of people.
A bunch of dudes? Or
no,
is it...
dudes and girls.
Okay.
Not sure, you know, who they are. Maybe just friends, just hanging out.
And what's he dressed in at this point?
He's got a baseball cap on and just jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
And a fresh coating of beautiful.
Yeah, and then that shiny wedding ring that kept... getting me in the eye.
Kept saying, Fergie.
Yeah.
Fergie exactly. Was talking to you.
So I was like, I have to switch seats with my friends because if not, I'm not going to be able to make eye contact. And that's going to be my only way in is to make eye contact with this guy.
Considering you're dressed conservatively, you can't use your boobs.
I tried to pull the dress down, but it wasn't coming.
I'm surprised you didn't grab some scissors and just go, shh.
No one had any scissors. I was like,
now, did you? Now, in a situation where you have to be womanly about your approach with Josh Duhamel, and you know it's a flirty approach. Do you ask Jason to drop you off, or do you tell him to go park and come on in and join us for the fun?
No, I wanted Jason to go in with me because he was in uniform, and I was like, that'll get his attention. You know, no guy's gonna be walking around in like you know their uniform.
Sure, the week of Halloween.
Oh no! But and so I was like, come in with me. And he's like, no, I'm not going into a bar in my uniform. And I was like, fine, drop me off and. Scatter.
Bye.
Because I need to get this.
Be off.
Yes. Skedaddle. Yes.
Go drive around the block till I call you again.
So he went to his friend's house. So he dropped me off. And so I'm there with my two girlfriends, which I love them because the chances of them being at Tin Lizzie's on this particular day was just awesome. I was like, this is great timing. And the fact that they were tracking him and letting me know like every 5 minutes what was going on and what his moves were. So I switched seats. And I'm like, you know, I'm facing him at this point. And I'm like, okay, now I have to figure out. I can't just walk up and interrupt them watching football. I was like, I have to have a way in. I have to have a way to get him to come over here and talk to us. And my girlfriend, Susan, you know, comes, buy him a shot. He'll come over and say thank you if you buy him a shot. And nice. I was like, that is a great idea.
Clutch.
You're not full of great ideas, but today you're on it. I don't know what happened.
Now, the next part of this story is going to be very interesting because I got one text message that said, if I buy Josh Duhamel a shot, will you reimburse me? And I wrote back, of course, whatever you need. And then I think I went and got in the shower or something. Then I got out and said, okay, you need to reimburse me for 6 shots.
Okay.
6?
Yeah, I had to buy 6 shots because I was like, okay, I can't just buy 1 shot for him and 1 shot for me and then him come over and we do a shot together. I got to buy the whole table a shot.
Right.
So we all do a shot together.
All right. So you order it. It goes to the whole... I need more play-by-play here. So you order the shot. It goes to everybody at the table.
At my table.
At your table.
Yes.
Okay.
And, so there's 5 of us and 1 and him.
And 1 more of him and you have the server take the shot over to him.
Yes. Server took the shot, brought the shots to us. Brought 1 shot to Josh, and she said, the lady over here just bought you a shot. And he looks over.
And what was the shot of?
Jaeger bomb.
Ooh.
Okay. Respectable. It wasn't like a lemon cello or something.
Go big or go home.
And I'm hungover from the night before. So I really didn't want to drink, but I was like, oh, I've got to. You know, I've got to do this shot. So he gets up. He walks over.
Oh, my God.
And he says, cheers. And I see that he's trying to walk back, and I go, wait. I need to introduce myself. And he goes, okay. And I said, my name is Joanna Rodriguez. I'm a producer for The Burt Show here in Atlanta. We're a morning show. And I really want to get you on to come and do an interview. I told my boss that I would get you on to do an interview. And if you don't, then this is really going to hurt my career. And he was like, oh, I've heard of this.
Oh, really?
Really?
And I said, you have? And he goes, yeah, I heard of this. He goes, aren't you going to win something? And I go, no, I'm just going to keep my job. and I goes, it's a recession. I was like, I've got to do anything I can. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll come on and do an interview. And
no
I go,
way.
Really? And he goes, yeah, I'll come on. So I'm like, let me get the phone number. And I can't find the phone number. I'm fumbling through my phone. I'm shaking. I have never been so nervous.
Is he cool? Is he talking to you while you're looking for the number?
He's being so nice. And then my girlfriend was being so, like, I'm a nervous wreck. So she was there, like, filling him in on the details. Bert Show, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. And I'm like, thank you, you know, because I didn't tell him all that. Mm-hmm. And as I'm looking for the phone number, I grab a pen, I write it down on a piece of paper, and I hand it to him. And I said, thank you so much. And then we take the shot, and he goes back and sits down.
All right, so you gave him your number, or you gave him the station number?
I gave him the station number.
He's got the celebrity line?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Joanna.
All right. You're close, girl. You are close.
And then, as he went back, one of the guys, I heard him go, I told you about her. I told you about her.
Oh, sweet.
So I guess he's heard. He's heard about my challenge and everything.
So he knew it was coming, uh-huh. And he was totally cool about it. Mm-hmm. And he's got the number in his hands.
Yep.
And
good job, Joanna.
And he said
very
goodbye
good.
To me.
Good job.
And he said goodbye to me as I was walking away. He said bye.
Didn't
and
at some
said,
point he
indicate so
it would be this week?
He goes, this week? And I said, yes, this week, please.
Awesome. Okay. Now, everybody in this room doesn't care, but all the women listening want to know the one question that you haven't answered yet. How hot is he?
He is so hot. He really is. He's such a good-looking guy.
Really?
He really is. Yeah.
He's just one of those guys that would take a movie role to be ugly because he's so good-looking and couldn't pull it off because he's that good-looking.
It's like when Brad Pitt tried to do that movie where he had the big scraggly beard and everything. People are like, oh, my God, look how hot and ugly he is.
I can't even tell you how, like, nervous. I mean, my sweat glands were in overdrive. I can't believe I was shaky. I've never been that nervous.
You're doing great.
You know what?
You're so close.
Great
so
job.
Close.
Good job.
Smart.
Thank
solid.
You.
Well played.
Here, Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so Sheila called us on Friday and said that one of her employees really sort of misrepresented herself in the interview.
Yeah, an employee came in, had an engagement ring on, so Sheila assumed she was engaged. And so she hired her based on her qualifications. She's been a good employee for a couple weeks, and then she noticed that the engagement ring wasn't on anymore. So when she asked her about it, she said, oh, you know what, I got to be quite honest. I saw somewhere where married or engaged women had more of a shot of getting a job. So the employee actually confessed to the fact that she had never been engaged, that she had faked it just to get the job. And now Sheila's like, you know what? I don't like that misrepresentation. Plus, my husband works in the office and we don't have any single women here around him. So I think I want to let her go.
And she trusts her husband. She just doesn't trust other women.
Mm-hmm.
And we debated this last Friday. Is she being insecure? She says no, but the bottom line is she doesn't want single women in the office. Hey, Sheila.
Hey, how are you?
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Hold on a second. Hold on. The voice disguiser sounds a little strange.
We have made you sound like Beelzebub.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, that's much,
that
much better. Yes.
What, did I sound scary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her voice disguiser was just adjusted a little too deep for you.
You were opening up the portal to hell.
Okay, so Friday you leave the show here, and you still sounded very strong in your belief that you were going into the office, very passionate. This woman had to go.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And?
What happened?
I let her go.
You did let her go.
Yes.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that she misrepresented herself in the interview, and that was enough for me to find her untrustworthy as an employee.
I wonder if that right there, because you admitted the reason why you were letting her go, is mm-hmm. going to be grounds for a lawsuit. Because if she gets a really good lawyer, can't she say, I never said one way or the other?
Mm-hmm. Well, I spoke to a lawyer friend of mine, and they thought that just the fact that she misrepresented herself in the interview was grounds for me, that it wouldn't be a problem.
But that's such a... Like, she didn't misrepresent herself. You can wear a ring on your left ring finger for any one of a million reasons.
Her problem was telling you why she wore it.
Well, then it's in court, at least it's going to be a he said, she said type deal. So right. I don't know that she... I don't know who's got the stronger
case.
Did
you talk to your husband before you made the decision?
I did.
And what did he say?
Well, he was sort of in the middle of the road about the whole thing. He was like, you know, if that's what you feel, and I do... You know, I don't care for the fact that she lied in her interview. He wasn't too worked up about it. I mean, she was an adequate employee, but in these days, I mean, it would be difficult to replace her. So,
and you did tell us on Friday you thought she was attractive, right?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Okay. Not as attractive as you.
What was her response in that meeting?
What
was her response to you in that meeting?
Well, she said, obviously she was irritated, you know, and she said, well, I guess then I should have told you that we broke off our engagement instead of telling you the truth. And I said, well, I appreciate you telling me the truth, but it would have been nice if you had done that about 2 weeks earlier and just interviewed on your own merits.
Did she question your, like, trust issues with your husband?
No, she did not. And it wasn't about that. It was about the fact that she lied in her interview.
Come on.
No, what?
I don't think you're being real with yourself here.
Well, we had this debate last week,
She did what we knew what she was going to do.
You're telling us about the fact that you don't care or didn't think about single women in the office with your husband is the same as her telling you about the engagement ring. I mean, you confessed the real reason. On Friday, you confessed to us the reason that you were uncomfortable is because you're like, you know what, I never thought about it before because we have married women and lesbians in the office, but this is the first time a single woman be in the office with my husband, and I just don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I did say that, mm-hmm. and I do think that, you know, but that wasn't the main reason. That was, you know, maybe 25% of my decision. I can't convince you, you know. I feel secure in my marriage, and I do feel like it's not the best idea to have single women who lie around my husband. Yes, that's true. But the main reason was because I don't feel that she's trustworthy. Someone who misrepresents themselves in an interview, I think it's like lying on your resume. And I just find that unacceptable.
Here's Mike, who thinks you're doing more harm than doing good with your husband. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I think that she's going to run him away, and she's going to be without employment or a husband if she keeps on pushing the point.
Think she's so
it's a business from, it's just wrong to not hire somebody because they're wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah, I'm really, really interested to know, like, how the conversation went with your husband beforehand. Did you say to him, look, she lied to us, so she's not trustworthy? Or did at any point at all, did you say, look, you know what? I just don't like single women around the office.
I could say that I didn't feel comfortable with a single woman in the office. A single woman who lied. That's what I said. I don't know that I would necessarily have a problem with any single woman, but that the combination of the two what put me over the edge.
I mean, Bert, how would that make you feel if your wife said that to you?
It would insult me.
I mean, I that's what I was thinking. Like, your husband has to be affected by it in some way.
Sure, because I've never bought this whole I trust you, I just don't trust other women thing. I thought that's just a cop out.
But if that's the way the relationship has been since day one, it's he doesn't care. He's like, you know, any spouse, it's a harsh term, but can be brainwashed into believing that's the way the world is. If
that's your world.
If that's your world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if she's telling him.
Well, I think that's a bit strong. Brainwashed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what works for you. I mean, how long you've been married?
How long have I been married? 9 years.
Okay. So it's working for you. And that's the definition of your relationship.
Does your husband have to sit to pee?
Yeah.
Well,
is it any different than when you hire a nanny in the house? You know, like the whole idea of I'm going to protect my marriage by not hiring, you know, a young, attractive female to come in and watch our children? I mean, is it any different?
That's a good point, because I think that if I had my wife on the phone now, she would look at it two different ways. That if it was in business, I don't think she'd have any beef at all with me hanging out with a whole bunch of single women. But a single woman that's attractive in our home all the time, I think she'd have a problem with that.
Because it's a hiring decision, and you're hiring, you're being prejudiced based on looks and, you know, relationship status. So I just wondered what the difference was.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100. It's a good point.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Just wanted to know what she would do if one of the women in her office gets a divorce, because not only is that person then single, but they're also an emotional clingy wreck. So then what? Is she going to fire them because they got a divorce?
Okay, here's the point with this is, yes, I mean, obviously, that would be a terrible thing if that happened to one of our friends. But these are people that we've known a long time. These are not people who came in under the auspices of one thing and then said something else. These are women who have been trustworthy and hardworking. It's just a different situation. I don't think you can apply this to that situation.
I'm curious from the Burt Show community if anybody in the legal profession would think that this former employee now had any sort of case.
Let's ask here. Lisa may be able to answer that. Hey, Lisa, here you have Sheila, who fired somebody on Friday who she feels misrepresented herself in the interview, saying that she didn't say she was single or married. She just had the engagement ring on. And then they found out later that she was indeed single. And now Sheila fired her. Does she have a legal case?
Yes, definitely, because Georgia is an at-will employee state. So it's protected just like race, ethnic background, and so forth. So, yeah, the employee totally has a case. But on the same side, Sheila didn't have to give her a reason why. She could have just simply said, this is not working out. I'm sorry. Here's your last check. And on your way.
Yeah, my first impression was that's really where you made your mistake there.
Exactly.
When you were honest with her in why you were letting her go, now she's got a case. You could have made up a million different other things.
So are you telling
me? I could have. You mean I could have lied the way she lied to me?
The irony of this
whole
thing.
She didn't lie to you. She told you the truth. Yes, she did when you asked her about being married.
Yeah.
The problem is with
she
this whole.
She didn't lie. You assumed she was married.
With this whole situation.
And then she told me that. She told me. It's not like I figured it out for myself. I hear that married and engaged women have a better chance at getting a job, so I put that ring on.
The irony here is that had you lied, then you probably wouldn't have opened yourself up to a lawsuit.
Well, that's the thing is every problem related to this.
If that's the outcome, then that's the outcome, but I'm not going to misrepresent myself as a knee-jerk reaction to her. That's not, I would be judging myself on the same grounds then. Oh, I'm going to lie back because
every problem related in this whole scenario has to do with honesty. Like the girl was honest with her. Yep, I'm not really engaged. And that's that caused a problem. And now there's a problem in how she was fired because she was honest, which I think, what are we seeing here? Start lying, people.
So, Lisa, if you were her counsel right now, what would you say?
I would tell her she needs to sue her because that is not a grounds for letting somebody go.
So you would
not
sue.
At all. Georgia is at will. You can let someone go. You can quit without a 2 weeks notice. You could quit. I could go into work this morning and walk out and say I'm done, and that's it. You don't have to give a reason either side.
But the fact that Sheila here gave the real reason opens her up to the lawsuit?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
Wow.
If that employee is smart, she'd go see a lawyer first thing this morning.
Wow. Okay, thank you for calling.
I wonder if the Burt Show tapes would be subpoenaed.
Oh, could be.
That'd be neat.
What? What?
Yeah, nothing. You never know. Like, in a couple of weeks, we may get have a lawyer give us a call and say, look, they need, you know, the audio of the last couple of times that we've talked to you, and they're going to use it in court. Seriously.
Fine, they can have it.
Seriously.
They can have it.
All right, Sheila, thank you for your honesty with us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
So now, how do you handle the next interview? If somebody comes in with an engagement ring on or a wedding ring, legally, I don't think you're allowed to ask.
That's a good question. I actually haven't thought that far ahead.
Yeah, you may want to ask a lawyer before you get into that next interview situation.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It may be true. We may get a lawyer giving us a call here in a couple of weeks saying we need you guys help with something, and we'll know exactly what it's about.
Here, Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.